Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Lainey Homan, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. In March, Emily Brown joined me on the podcast to talk about the struggles that moms have when their homeschool days are just not idyllic. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I invite you to go back and listen because it was a great conversation. But today, Emily is back with us, and she is back not only as a life coach and a fellow homeschooler, but she is back with us as the new owner of Homeschool Better Together. And I could not be more excited. So I have had the opportunity to get to know Emily over the last couple of months, and today I'm really hoping that you get to know her a little bit too. Change always brings kind of anxiety, questions, and uncertainty. And so today, Emily and I just want to have a chat and hopefully bring you in to understand what Emily's vision is for the future of Homeschool Better Together. So welcome, Emily.
Well, thank you, Lainey, for having me back. I'm so excited to be here with you. And I'm so excited to be part of Homeschool Better Together from the inside. I've been part of Homeschool Better Together for years on as a customer and a, you know, part of the curriculum, you know, rah-rah team. Like, I've just been such a huge fan of Pam and the curriculum writers, and you guys have just done such a beautiful job so far. So I'm just over the moon to be on the inside now.
I remember that feeling because I was a huge super fan of Homeschool Better Together and used the materials long before I became a part of the team. So I understand what that enthusiasm is like to just, you know, to kind of be able to be on the inside. And so as a team, we're so delighted to have you. So can you share with us a little bit for our listeners today, just a little bit about your story, about yourself and your family? Let them know who you are, maybe how you came into homeschooling.
Yeah, absolutely. I was recently talking to a group of homeschoolers it was like a mix of veteran homeschoolers and brand new homeschoolers, and including moms who are just kind of contemplating homeschooling for next year. And I shared a little bit about my story, and I came to find out that my story is so similar to so many people's stories. I thought I was kind of the weirdo who like came after the fact. I wasn't a cool kid who, like, you know, came into homeschooling right from when my children, you know, were born or before they were born. I didn't know I wanted to homeschool. I was emphatically against homeschooling for my own personal family, not against like the concept, but just for me. We had our first 6 children in 8 years. And our first 2 kids were 14 months apart. So I was 6 months postpartum when I found out I was pregnant again with my second.
And
homeschooling just felt like the farthest thing I ever wanted to even consider. I just couldn't wait until I could get a break. And then now I was like starting all the way over again so soon. But as soon as I saw my oldest two children, who are both boys, together, my oldest was 14 months when my second was born. And I just had the best feeling ever watching them together and thinking, man, they're just never going to know life without each other. And I remember thinking, I know this is going to be really hard, but I want more of that. And that, like, that togetherness. But I had significantly hard pregnancies and postpartums. I know I'm not alone in that.
Yeah.
But we ended up having, you know, like our first 6 children out of 7 in the first 8 years. And so I pushed them out to school very quickly, as like three years old preschool. I was like, oh, okay, you're ready to go now. And my oldest was fine. He did great. But my second oldest kicked and screamed for 2 weeks at drop off. And it was just
so hard.
It's so hard. And I just remember thinking, like, am I doing the right thing? Is this good for him? I don't know, but I need this. I know that I need him to be at school. So that I was pregnant with number, I think, 4 at the time. And so I was like, I need you to go. But I really wrestled with that. And it wasn't until a few years later when I think we were pregnant with number 6, and we had 3 children in school. And I just was exhausted trying to get up in the morning, get everybody out the door, pull everybody home in the afternoon, trying to get everybody everything that they needed, everything their teachers wanted from me and from them. And I just remember thinking, like, this is so much work. And so we ended up pulling them out and homeschooling them for a year. We actually really enjoyed it. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't think any of us really do when we first do it. But we ended up sending our children back to school. We bounced them around over time with public school and private school and Catholic school. And really, like, we had done that homeschooling for about a year. We ended up sending them back because we had heard from friends that, like, the nearby Catholic school was really great and we should give it, another shot. We had tried it in the past. So we said, okay, we'll try it again. And after a couple of years of being there, we just really came to the realization when we were pregnant with number seven, like, oh, you know what? Like, really the thing that the Lord is placing on our heart was the same thing he was placing on my heart when I saw my oldest two together. It was like, I want more of that togetherness. I want more family time. I want more of us. I want more shared memories. I want their best selves. I was getting the crummy leftovers at the end of the day. And they were getting my crummiest self too, because we just don't click well when there's actually more friction for us when we're not together.
Yeah.
And so that was really the ultimate decision maker for our family, was we wanted to be the primary influence for our children. We wanted our faith to be the primary influence. And we wanted to know that whatever was going on with our kids, we were going to be the ones to form and shape them and their characters and prepare them for life. We really didn't want to be delegating that to someone else anymore. So that was kind of a, not quite a nutshell, but that's kind of our main story. And we've been homeschooling for 7 years now. I'm about to graduate my second oldest. So that little baby I was pregnant with and just cried tears over that pregnancy, going, I know I'm going to love you, but oh man, this is hard right now. That baby right now, he's about to turn 18 and graduating just a couple days after we released this. And it's just such a cool, like, full circle moment for me.
You were saying that you talked to other moms and this story resonated with them. And I would have to agree. I did start homeschooling my kids pretty early on, but it was still a very similar, like, we weren't gonna homeschool because that was weird. And then, well, maybe this isn't such a bad idea. We met some people that did homeschool before, you know, like when our kids were like babies. And then we were like, oh, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea. Maybe it would just depend on the circumstances. And sure enough, like, baby number three was born right as it was time to send kids to school. And I was like, I can't homeschool and do babies. And it was just a lot. So we ended up sending them to the school. I had a preschooler and a kindergartner, and we lasted for one semester.
Yeah. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It didn't work. Like, it just didn't fit for our family. It was hard. We were definitely getting the leftovers of the kids. We had one child who was really struggling in that classroom setting. And we kept getting the feedback that told us, like, oh, just wait it out. It's going to be fine. It's going to get better. Mm-hmm. And it's progressively through that semester, we just saw it get worse, actually. And so we were like, you know what? My gut is telling me this is not the right thing for this child. And so we did go ahead and pull them out. And that, like I said, time does fly, because that's been 22 years ago.
Yeah.
And that is insane.
Oh, but man.
Anyway, so I totally get how that resonates with, you know, mamas in general, even if your, you know, story isn't that you started homeschooling from the very beginning or somewhere along the way. I think we all have those little pieces of that story that resonate with us. So, well, okay. So I really, really am excited to talk about and move into why homeschool better together. So what first attracted you to homeschool better together, first of all? And then I kind of have a twofold question here, because when that opportunity came to step up into leadership here, like, what made you say yes?
Okay. So I have been, like I said, a super fan of homeschool better together and Pam, just like everybody else, I think, listening probably, like, really early on in my homeschooling, she was a voice that just spoke deeply into my heart. Like, homeschool better together was what I wanted. And that was what I needed for my family, was for us to be better together. And the way that I really heard the Lord placing that on my heart and my husband's heart too, was to be together more, right? To not push our children away, but to really have more of that time together. And when I first started, like, really homeschooling, like, really committed to it, I tried to basically replicate school at home. So we had been doing all the subjects.
Like so many of us.
Everybody does it, you guys. We all do it. And basically, I burnt out after like a week. My kids were like waiting around for me to grade stuff because I was keeping grades. And I was just basically trying to do everything that I thought a typical traditional teacher would do with her students at school. And it just was way too much. And so Thankfully, I found some great voices in the world. I found Sarah McKenzie and I read Teaching from Rest. Somebody handed that to me and was like, read this. And I go, thank you. And now I do the same thing for all of my friends when they, you know, decide to homeschool. But I also, like, I just soaked it in. And that, you know, I just really, it became part of my, not just Sarah's words, but like the idea that we could do this, that this is doable. And it's doable for me, exactly how my family is right now. And so when I think I heard Pam probably on the Read Aloud Revival podcast. And so, and I just resonated with what she was talking about. Like, yes, you can do this. And it's actually easier when you're all together. And that spoke so deeply into my heart because that's what I kept hearing in prayer. It's what I kept hearing, like when I kept seeing evidence for in my own family, when I poured into my children instead of trying to push them aside to get stuff done essentially in life, like here, go do that, you know. When I actually brought them close and I did things alongside them and we, you know, we were learning together and we had these fun, like inside jokes and memories that we were creating just like on the weekends, essentially, like snippets of time we were getting while they were in school, I could see evidence of how that was really like expanding what was possible for my children and for our experience as a family. And I didn't have children to like give them away to someone else. They're only mine for a short period of time. Right. And I just remember that resonated so deeply with me when I was hearing Pam talk about that. And so I started looking into curriculum. We're Catholic and I really love the Catholic like morning time plan. So and those were some of the first ones that I got. I really love the history morning time plans. Those were more that I, you know, that I was getting and it kind of infusing more of our homeschool with just this truth and goodness and beauty that we were sharing together. And it was so much fun because I was learning alongside them. And then my youngest children, like they were just coloring or playing Play-Doh or whatever, you know, alongside us while we were listening. And, you know, but everybody was getting something out of it. Everyone remembered something. And that was proof of concept for me, was everybody was going to take something away at their level. And it didn't need to be this big, hard, mysterious, you know, puzzle that I couldn't figure out because I wasn't trained. So Homeschool Better Together, the curriculum, the plans, the planning, like all of the resources just helped make what I had on my heart to do with my family. It just put it into doable steps for me. And so when I had, so kind of, I'll get to your second part of your question in just a second. Part of my struggle, which I think and I know really speaks to a lot of moms out there, my struggle was always my inner self-doubt, my inner like not knowing and like, well, did I make the right choice? Am I doing this right? Am I, of course, I'm doing this wrong. You know, I don't know what right is. That, you know, we all believe there's no right way to homeschool your kids, but I'm pretty sure I'm doing it wrong.
Right.
And so that like inner dialogue it became very heavy. I knew I didn't want to send them to school anymore. I knew I wanted them close, but that part was feeling really hard. And I had tried therapy and I had tried, you know, like counseling. I had tried a whole bunch of different things to just because I knew I needed to work on me. I knew that I could see that my tone was setting the tone for the whole house. And when I shifted my tone, I could see it correlated in how my family was showing up as well. And so I have some friends who got certified through the life coach school. And I was like, what is a life coach? That sounds ridiculous. It sounds kind of silly. But I ended up falling in love with the tools. I ended up falling in love with the mindset tools that put into practice all the things that I had been learning about in church. And I had been learning about in counseling. I'd been learning about just in the world and my own research and all the self-help, you know, things in the world. These gave me tools to do that. And so then I started putting those into practice, you know, on a daily basis and seeing a direct improvement in my entire family's like experience of our family. But then that translated into the learning atmosphere that we created in our home.
Yeah. So, I think that atmosphere is huge. Uh-huh. It's a big deal.
It's huge. Absolutely. So when I was seeing proof of concept essentially that like when I changed my tone, that it changed the tone of our family. It changed the tone of directly correlated to the tone of our learning time, our learning atmosphere together. So I got certified in the life coach tools and concepts, and I began life coaching primarily Catholic homeschooling moms because those are the people that I talk to the most. And it's been really wonderful. And I've loved that for the last 5 years. I can't believe that. So I essentially, and Pam shared this when we did our announcement for the community, Pam and I met through a life coaching opportunity, like a coaching program that we were in together. And so when I heard that she said, hey, guys, I'm going to be selling my program, like, please pray for me and let me know if you know anybody who wants to do it. I go, oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm the right person to steward your business, but I would love to have the conversation. And it truly just went from there. And it was a call. I really believe it was a call. I believe that it was a tap on the shoulder from the Holy Spirit who said, hey, this, it's what you've always loved. And it pairs so beautifully with the work that God's been placing on my heart to help the homeschool mom in her heart. And so now pulling these things together with the curriculum that prioritizes the relationships, which is the primary thing I help moms do in my life coaching practice, is prioritizing the relationships before the tasks. And you actually get more done when you do that. So these two things are just, they're just perfectly put together. And so I just said, you know, Pam, even if it's not me, like, I just want to see it. I just want to see it keep going. Yeah. And she said yes. And then I said yes. And it just went.
And here we are.
Here we are. Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome. So again, your story about, you know, your connection to Homeschool Better Together just really resonates with me. I remember kind of being at a place in my homeschool where I just felt very desperate. And when I stumbled upon, actually, Sarah and Pam together, but they did a webinar together. It's like a loop scheduling webinar. And I began to kind of just dip my toes into what they were talking about and how they were executing on things. And eventually, I realized that using the curriculum and using the resources that are provided through Homeschool Better Together really helped me. Number one, I was very overwhelmed trying to juggle all the things, like you said, and then feeling like maybe I'm doing this wrong or I'm not doing enough. And all of a sudden, I was doing way less, but we were accomplishing so much more. And it was this really freeing and just like this whole weight had lifted. And so that was such a blessing. And then I wasn't as tired and exhausted and grumpy because, and then, you know, again, just that growth and the whole picture that you're describing is exactly what I have experienced through Homeschool Better Together before I was a team member. And then even as a team member, I still experienced so much growth and just the resources and the curriculum that we provide here are just still the backbone of my homeschool.
Yeah.
All these years later. So we are so excited. I'm thrilled to have you here and excited to kind of get the additional pieces of the life coaching aspect that you have in your life and learn new tools, because I think we never stop learning and growing. And when we, you know, kind of step back and look for opportunities or sometimes just take the opportunities that come our way in order to, you know, continue to invest in ourselves and gain new tools and grow, I think that's a great opportunity. So I am personally excited that you're here for that very reason for myself. And I know that our listeners and our community members are going to benefit from that as well. So I do want to move into talking a little bit, because I'm sure people that are just a little bit, you know, kind of curious, like you're talking about these new aspects of things that you might be bringing. But let's talk a few minutes just about what's going to stay the same. And then after we've talked about what's going to stay the same, we'll kind of maybe move into talking a little bit about the vision that you have for the future of Homeschool Better Together. But let's talk about all the fabulous things that are going to stay just the same as they are now.
Yeah. So much. I really don't want to change hardly anything, truly, because it's all, everything is, you know, been set up so beautifully and flows so smoothly. And what the main components of the program of Homeschool Better Together, of, you know, of our company, are the curriculum and the community. Like, that's really, that's what I see. Like, we have curriculum, we have support essentially for the homeschool mom. And I don't want that to go anywhere. I don't want that to change. At its core, the framework is so good and so beautiful. And we just want to keep providing beautiful curriculum. We want to make sure that we are, you know, asking our, you know, our customers, we want to hear from our community members, what do you want? And I've kind of been asking that, like, as I get to know people, like, hey, what's your favorite part about this? Because I want to hear what's really serving mothers. I really want to hear what's serving families through the mom. And so like adding, you know, continuing to bring in new curriculum every year is something I'm so excited about. We told our community about kind of what's coming up for the next few months through the summer. And we released just, you know, like a little bit of a curriculum roadmap where we told everybody, hey, like the number one thing I wanted to see was I wanted all the Narnia books for our language arts together. I want a language arts together for every single one of the Narnia books. So that was like actually the first decision that I made. I was like, we need those this summer for sure. Yeah. So those are going to be coming out starting later this summer, and they'll just kind of be dripped out throughout, you know, into the fall. So, you know, look out for those and keep your eye out for that. And we'll make sure we provide a bundle, you know, because those are fun to get all together if you know you're going to finish the series. But, you know, I love that you're writing science and we're going to keep putting out science curriculum. I love what you're doing with science. So I want to continue that. And we're just listening essentially to what, you know, what the moms, what the families are wanting. I love our wonder studies. I love all of our together subjects. So we had a curriculum meeting a couple weeks ago and it was so much fun to dream with you guys and to just hear your hearts for it. And everyone here is so passionate about what we do and just so dedicated to it. And it really is a love. Everybody here is or has been a homeschool mom. And so like, I just love that it's everything that you touch when you are in Homeschool Better Together is actively being created and provided and, you know, carefully cultivated by people who are in the trenches with you. And so it's made by homeschoolers and for homeschoolers who want to prioritize family style learning. So I want that to continue. I want it to grow. I want it to thrive. And so that's a huge piece that I want to stay the same. Our community, I want to continue to grow and thrive. I love boot camp. We've been doing that this spring. Yeah. I jumped right like headfirst into boot camp when I first started. And it's been so much fun. I added a masterclass to that. So it was a homeschool consistency masterclass I did at the beginning. And it's been so much fun to share some of the life coaching tools I have with the mom. So my goal is to just infuse what's already working, what we already know and love, and just infuse it with more value, with more of me. I love being part of communities. I love social interactions. I'm very much an extrovert. And I very much thrive on like the personal interactions, but also the group interactions. And those are strengths and skills that the Lord has blessed me with. So I just want to pour all of that into our community. So continuing with the curriculum, the resources, the support, those are all very, very big on my heart. I don't want those to go anywhere.
Well, and I know we've talked about this so much as a team, and that has been something that's very exciting. I know in one of our very first meetings, I believe it's actually your husband, Lucas, that actually asked, he asked a question, and I can't remember exactly how he phrased it, but we were talking about curriculum and whether we would continue writing curriculum or if we would kind of step back and take a break from that during the transition. And he was very open and was just like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I use this for my family so we can quit producing it. This is what we do. I don't want to have to go shopping. I'm so ingrained in what we do. And it's been so beautiful for so many years now that I'm just like, yeah, no, we need to keep going with this. And so
no, and that was
I'm
so
excited to be a part of that.
That's awesome. And we were so excited to hear that, too, because I know like when, you know, anytime you've been doing something for a long time, you know, it can be really easy to be like, OK, I think we need a break.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. But, you know, we're bringing in so much excitement for this, you know, for our curriculum, for the writers. And really, I see my role in the leadership here as being a little bit of like an orchestra conductor. Like you guys all have these really beautiful talents and skills and gifts, and everybody is like playing their own part in this beautiful symphony. And so my part is sometimes with my back to the audience, right? Because right. I'm busy serving and conducting and pulling together the gifts and talents of the orchestra. But sometimes I love to turn around. Actually, I really love to turn around and like and talk to the audience and be part of that beautiful symphony as well. So I like to kind of also sit down and play my role as well. And I like to let other people get up and have their turn conducting and whatnot. It's not all about me. And that's what I really want to see, you know, is I really want the emphasis to be on the team, about the community. I really want it to be on the curriculum. And then, like I said, I just want to infuse my gifts and talents into all of these different aspects.
So, well, I'm so excited about that. And I know what you mean about just kind of like you're, especially when you're working as a team member and you're in the middle of it. And so I'm writing science together and I'm writing some of the wonder studies and I write a lot of the curriculum, but I don't write all of it. Mm-hmm. And there are some times when I know that we're coming up on a unit that I wrote and I'm like, I like can't wait to share this with my kids, because when I'm creating something, I am creating something that I want to share with my kids. And so, but sometimes I create it a long time before I'm actually using it with them. And so that's wonderful, but it is completely delightful to me when I get to use something from one of the other writers, because it's new. It's like when I open it, I didn't, you know, and I think I learn all the time from, you know, the material, from the curriculum. I'm constantly learning and growing. And I love the fact that it's so versatile in the curriculum aspect that it does reach those many ages. We've talked about this before, but I have so many people ask me about like, well, the age appropriateness of it for different age groups. And I'm like, well, I learn from it. I'm an educated woman. So like, if I'm still learning from this, I feel like it has something to offer my children, even my older children. So I really love that aspect of it. So I'm super excited about continuing as a part of this team with Emily at our helm. And I know that the rest of the team is excited to have her here as well. And I guess let's wrap up. If there's anything at all, you've communicated that you really want to infuse, you know, some of your tools and your knowledge from life coaching into the community and into the members here. So what is there any kind of like maybe sneak peek of anything that you could give our listeners to let them know what your vision is for how that might look in the future for Homeschool Better Together?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, one of my favorite things to do is interact with the moms, to really hear moms' hearts, and then to pour the tools that I have been trained in, that I, you know, I'm actively using myself. I have taught my children how to use, and they're actively using it. I'm seeing proof of concept in my own family of these tools all the time, and I see it in my clients. And so what I'm really excited to do is add more of that into the framework and structure that we already have established for supporting moms, which is called Elevate. And Elevate is such an incredible program, and you and Dawn have done an amazing job continuing it this year on your own. And like, if anybody doesn't know what Elevate is our opportunity to come in, to be mentored, to be supported, to have community with other homeschool moms who are in the trenches with you. And so we have monthly themes, and, you know, sometimes there's workshops or master classes. Sometimes there's co-working hours where you can come and actually just be in a space with other homeschoolers online and get work done, which is just so beautiful and so much fun. And then you've got that online space to ask questions and just kind of have that, like your friends. Like, homeschooling is so isolating. And so this is an opportunity to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, and for everyone to share their gifts with each other. So it's not just about Dawn or Lainey or Emily and what we can share, but gosh, there are so many incredible women in this community who are pouring their own hearts and resources and tried and true experiences into each other just so generously and so selflessly. And so something that I would like to see is the shift that I would like to see happen. This little sneak peek is going to come later this summer, but Elevate has historically been just a one-time-a-year program where you can join at the end of December, early January, and then you're in for a year and no one else can join for those whole 12 months. And then at the end, then it kind of starts over. And I think that there's a lot of goodness to that. I think that there's a lot of beautiful things about that. Something that I would love to do is to serve more people. I just hear this all the time in every nook and cranny of the internet, of the grocery store, of everywhere. Everyone needs this support. Everyone needs to be seen and heard. And so I'd like to open up Elevate. I would like that to be something where more moms can come and join us, and we're going to make it as affordable as humanly possible and still be able to do what we need to do. We want to pour more resources into more parents to be able to, you know, help form them so they can go inform their children to whatever degree you need support, mom. And we really want that to be something that will continue to build over time and where you can come and go as you need it. So I'm going to be pouring all of my time and energy into creating that. And, you know, when you're part of Elevate, you get boot camp twice a year. You get part of, you get the Finishers Club all year long. Like, you get so many incredible pieces to this. And I'm just so excited to be able to open that up. So keep your eye out for that. That's going to be coming midsummer-ish. So make sure you're on our email list, because those guys are going to hear, whoever's on the email list, you're going to hear about it first. So make sure you're there.
Yes. I'm so excited. I have really enjoyed being a part of Elevate and just being a part of the community and being able to lead some of the classes this year. That has been a great joy of mine. And I'm excited for the additional pieces that Emily is going to bring to Elevate. And I'm super excited about opening it to more people. So yes, like I said, she said, be sure and keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for the summer. And I'm sure you'll hear more about it here on the podcast as well. So
yeah.
And as far as the podcast goes, Emily has asked me to continue hosting the podcast. So I'm sure you will hear her being a more frequent guest coming on every so often, but it is still my voice that you will hear in your ears every week until we decide to go in a different direction. But right now, I'm really enjoying the conversations that I'm getting to have here. So,
yeah, I'm so excited that you're willing to say yes to that and to keep going. And I can't wait to come on and be, you know, have great conversations with you. And we've been kind of dreaming and scheming about, you know, who we want to bring on and how, you know, what direction we want to take it in. So we've got some great ideas and we're really excited to share that with everyone. So make sure you keep your eyes peeled. We're not entirely sure what the very next step is going to be, but we promise not to leave you hanging for too long.
Yep. So, well, thank you so much for joining me today, Emily. It has been great to chat with you. And I hope that I feel like our listeners definitely have, you know, kind of a better understanding of who you are and the direction that you want to take Homeschool Better Together.
Thank you so much for having me, Lainey. I am honored to be here. And if you can't tell by now, I am just so excited to be part of Homeschool Better Together and to be here on this side of it with you, serving all these incredible parents and homeschoolers. And this is truly just how we're going to win this world back. That's my dream. And I think that it's very possible, just one family at a time.
Well, we are delighted to have you. So I will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Well, that's our show for today. Please be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about our Homeschool Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next time, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.